This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Look at what's happened to them. They can't believe it themselves. Suddenly they're on top of the world. It couldn't be anyone else. Believe it or not, they're still on the air. I can't believe they do this for free. Drive royalty. Just like the light of a new day, they'll hit you right out of the blue, making you laugh with the shit they say. They're much better than David and Sue. Believe it or not, they're still on the air. Can you believe
Yes, it's Glenn and it's Michael and it's Wednesday afternoon and Michael, we're excited, aren't we?
We are, because on Saturday night just gone, we went out to, we went out to the Big Top.
Yes, we went to the Big Top and we saw OVO.
We did.
As now, part of Cirque du Soleil.
Did you know what OVO meant before you got there?
Not at all.
Neither did I.
No. Do you know what it means now?
I hope I do, otherwise I didn't watch. You know, otherwise it looks terrible.
Mm.
Egg.
Egg, exactly.
OVO means egg.
Yes.
Now, joining us is one of the stars who, as we mentioned before, is on absolutely everyone, and we've just found out she's on something else.
Yes. Well, Chris has wrote on our Facebook wall and put a photo of our next guest as part of a hot air balloon.
Mm, it is Michelle Matlock. Hello there.
Hello, hello.
Well, lovely to have you in here. We've seen you all dressed up as a ladybird. And you were excellent in the show. We just loved it. I mean, we loved you and we love the whole thing.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I had a good time. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Now, we should point out that Cirque du Soleil, I don't know, stupidly, I wondered if everybody in it would be French or French-Canadian, or, you know, but of course you're not. You're American.
That's right. I'm from America. But in the show, there's probably about 40 different nationalities represented. So there's a lot of people from everywhere, but I'm from the States.
How does it work then if you you audition where? Do you audition in your own city or do you audition, you know?
Yeah, well, I was in New York at the time that they called me, but they weren't having auditions in New York. But I grew up in Seattle, so they were having auditions over there in Seattle, and I was going over there to visit my family anyway. So I went over there and I auditioned. It was like a general audition. They didn't have anything in mind.
Not Lady Bird wanted.
They didn't even have, that show hadn't been even been conceived.
Ah.
So I auditioned. And then they didn't call me for the ladybug role until about 4.5 years later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You must have made an impression then.
I had a good time. And it's really surprising. They kept me on file and submitted me for this and that. And then finally, Deborah Calker, who is the director of this show, picked me to be the ladybug.
Can I ask what you did as an audition then? Because having done, you know, my share of, like most people, I reckon, done your share of drama, you know, and okay, now if every be a snake, you know,
yeah,
you just slither around and, you know, sometimes without making any noise, and you make noise, but there's no dialogue, is there?
Right, right. Well, after they were considering me for the role, they asked me to send them a videotape of like a 2-minute clip of what I thought the ladybug would be.
Right.
And I didn't choose to speak in that. I had no idea what the concept was, but all I did was a bunch of physicality and rolling around, kind of what I
do now,
doing
yeah.
the show. Yeah, yeah. The sound sort of came later during the creation of the show. Mm-hmm. So I studied bugs. We watched bug videos and listened to the sounds, and we thought we should come up with a bug language so that the story, you know, we could have a language. And even though you don't understand each word, you understand what. You know
what they're getting at, what you're
right.
getting at.
Yeah, what the yeah. love, it's a love story. So.
It is with you and the he is a fly, isn't
right?
It? You know,
he's a
which
city
is
fly.
I don't know the insect world. You know, can that happen? I guess it can. You know, why not? Why not?
Yeah, who knows?
Who's making those rules?
Exactly,
that's right.
You know, we
Lady
should be able to
fly?
Love whoever we want, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm not an insect, but...
animal, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, and it is that. There's no dialogue, but yet you can, from beginning to end, you can understand everybody the way they speak to each other because, you know, there's the love story, there's comedy. What you can also understand is typical Cirque du Soleil in its brilliance, where we just were going, oh, my God. God, how do they do that?
Right.
There's so much of that, isn't it? Glenn hadn't seen
Well, I hadn't seen any Cirque du Soleil before, but I am interested. I suppose that you're surrounded by the most amazing acrobats.
Oh, truly amazing. Mm. Truly amazing. I wonder myself, even after all this time being on the show, I look at some of those acts, like the foot jugglers and the slack wire, and I'm just like, wow.
Foot
just
juggling.
Wow.
I'd never heard this expression before or seen it before. But, Michelle, I wonder if you might explain to our listeners the foot juggling that's part of the show.
Well, it's a group of about six women. They're from China. And they juggle. In the show, they're kiwis, but they're actually like drums shaped into kiwis and corn.
Kiwi fruit, yep.
Kiwi fruit and corn. And so they take these drums and these cylinders and they literally juggle them on their feet, like
but they're
just
all
flipping them.
Amazingly in time with each other.
Yeah.
They throw them to each other with just completely, they're lying on their backs.
That's right. And then after the drums and the corns, the kiwis and the corns, they juggle each other.
It's incredible. It is one of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Live theater wise.
And I think you expect it. I mean, you certainly now expect it from Cirque du Soleil, but there is something even better about it. I don't know how to describe it really. You have to go to understand and how good it is, but it lifts its game time and time again. I got annoyed and said I broke my wrist recently, and
so your trapeze career's over. Unfortunately,
modelling still good,
yeah,
because I can wear gloves.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, forget it. But I said to go, I can't believe I'm having to clap like that because it hurts too much, and I feel like I'm sometimes going like that in case anybody's looking at me.
Yeah, he said,
and
we both went.
Do you really think with that on stage that anybody is looking at it? Was,
are you
insane?
It's true. It's hard to take your eyes away.
And hard to just, I just wanted to, you know, I mean, really, it's amazing.
Oh, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Loved
the thing about this show is that it has such a Brazilian flavor and upbeat attitude. Yeah. It's different than a lot of the other shows where they're sort of dark and mysterious and you don't know what's going on, whereas this is bright colors and great uplifting Brazilian music.
Well, we've
music
got some of that music now. Perhaps we should play it. Yeah.
Look, I think we do need to play. This one is it's basically the finale.
Yep, the banquet.
That's right. Yeah,
banquet. Right at the end where all the insects are gathering around. What to eat?
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Yes, you certainly are with the Royal Daltons, and we've got our very special guest, Michelle Matlock, who is the bumblebee in OVO.
Ladybird.
Ladybird, my gosh.
You say ladybug.
We say ladybug.
That's possibly why I got confused.
In Montreal, where the company is from, they say coccinelle.
Oh.
Coccinelle. Sounds a bit rude, that one.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Well... You know, coccinelle in many countries is transgendered also.
Oh,
because ladybug is both male and female.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Not only are you talented, but you're also giving us a history lesson.
It's like my research.
It's like having David Attenborough in it.
It is like National Geographic. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, and do you know one of the things that really, every now and again, I think, oh, because when you're doing the show, and it's because it's in the big top with I can't think of any other way to say this other than the flaps are sometimes open. Then you have those little bugs, there's other, like, real bugs. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
here in Australia, it happens more than anywhere
else.
Well,
yeah.
We have the moths and everything flying next to the moths and the butterflies that are in the show. It's quite
authentic.
But it's kind of just really loved that.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, I'm expecting all of a sudden... you know, for the tongue to go out and get it, but it didn't.
No. The next one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we, you know, obviously you can tell we're raving about it and we loved it.
We certainly did, but you're in Melbourne doing the show for quite a bit longer, yeah?
That's right. March 24th. Mm-hmm. Yep. Tickets are on sale right now through March 24th. So.
Yes, and your ticket details, you can get them at...
And we go to CirqueDuSoleil.com/OVO.
OVO. OVO.
Or just look on the amazing billboards around town, or hot air balloons, or whatever other merchandise and advertising there is.
We certainly will have the details on our Facebook page.
We certainly will.
Lovely to meet you.
You too. Thank you for
having
me.
Thanks for coming in. And yeah, go and see OVO with Cirque du Soleil.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Well, we said a little earlier that it's a very exciting time of the year because a whole lot's going on for Midsummer.
Yes.
And one thing, and it's such an important play, is 8 the Play is coming to Chapel Off Chapel, and we're very excited to welcome Stephen Barber. Hello. Welcome to the Royal Daltons.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Michael. Glad
Hello
to be
there.
Here.
Well, we already talked about the connection with your son, who is openly gay.
That's correct.
And openly able to teach French.
Exactly.
And
he's looking for tutoring work now.
So he's not listening. He's listening.
Tried to come in and teach Glenn a little bit of French.
Yeah.
Yes, I was actually going to ask, did you manage to pick anybody up with the lines that he gave you?
Did I? Yeah, probably. Yeah, yes. Let's just say yes.
It's all done with the eyes, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
The oopers.
Yeah.
No, that's open. we better not go there. No. Now, let's get on to this play, because it is 8 the Play, and it's got a play about marriage equality.
Yes.
And a lot of it is based on the transcript, isn't it? From, it's probably easier for you to describe, isn't it?
It's actually a transcript on the court case of Perry versus Schwarzenegger. It was funded by American Foundation for Equal Rights to actually go up against the right-wing religious sect.
Proposition 8.
Proposition 8. That's primarily what it's about. However, Dustin Lance Black's done an amazing job with taking the transcript, and it's not just a boring excerpt from a transcript. There's actually life in the words. There's a lot of humour. There's a few tearful moments. And I have to say that the people I've got working with me in the cast have certainly brought the characters to life, done some wonderful studies on real people.
My next question is why? As a straight man, what led you to want to put this on?
Sure. Being the proud father of an openly gay young man who's an incredible human being, I just felt that nobody has the right to actually tell my son that he's not entitled to the same happiness that I share.
But I guess this play is all about that, isn't it?
It is.
You know, I mean, it's about, you know, trying to work out why people still believe that it is okay to do that.
Yeah.
Were you amazed by Obama's speech then, that even something like that was included?
Yeah, I was. I think that there's a tide, and I believe people's ideas and thought processes. I believe the figures are 62% of Australians support same-sex marriages, and we're living proof. Michelle and I have been married for 27 years, and if somebody in a same-sex relationship gets married, I don't think we'll get divorced.
It's not going to interrupt the sanctity of marriage.
Absolutely not.
So when people go and see 8 the Play, what will they actually be able to view? How is it actually constructed?
It's constructed as, they call it a scripted read. Mm-hmm. So people have actually got the script in their hand. However, in my direction, I've actually asked my actors to know the part back to front. Pretty much everyone is word perfect. So they don't rely on the script. They have brought the characters to life. It is the proceedings and the excerpts from the actual court transcripts delivered direct from the court case itself. There's a news reporter who sort of keeps people updated with important events, and we've even got right down to the clerk of court who swears people in. It shows how the arguments are basically debunked. There's no facts behind the lies, so to speak.
Brilliant. Well, we need to hear more about it. Stick around, Stephen.
Yeah, because our lives would not be worth living if we didn't mention the forum afterwards.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly right.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Now, one thing that's worth going to see as part of Midsummer is, of course, Ate the Play. It's playing at Chapel Off Chapel.
Now, it's not as in A-T-E. It's not, I didn't eat the play. It's not the number 8.
Yes.
Based on Proposition 8.
Exactly.
In America.
Mm-hmm. And we're joined by Stephen Barber. Now, Stephen, not only do people get to enjoy this fantastic play, which is, as we just heard, has got such an important message, but there's also a forum happening after the production on each of the nights that it's running.
Yeah, there certainly is, Glenn. We've actually had a great deal of support from Joy 94.9, and we have Joy 94.9's own Dean Beck. Mm-hmm. Hosting
on every now and again, isn't he, Michael?
I mean, you can barely turn the radio on.
No,
you know, with that. No, again, he's great. I mean, it's, you know, the forum is going to be hosted by Dean.
Yes.
And it has some amazing people on the panel discussing gay rights, gay marriage. It's not only about that. I'm sure there'll be a million other topics. I know Dean wants to get the conversation moving in a lot of different ways, you know. But I mean, it really is, you know, everybody's going to be invited on a different night. I think you can find out the lineup on the website, can you?
Yes, it's actually just been posted to the Chapel Off Chapel website. Mm-hmm. It's actually going up on the Joy 94.9 website and various other media outlets.
But names such as Scott Brennan, who is in Talking Poofy, was on Skid House. People like Carl Catter.
Ben Lankin from The Chargers.
Yes, was on
Tony
the show
Briffa,
last week.
Former mayor of Hobson's Bay.
Mm-hmm. Jason Ball.
A load of different people. And I love that it isn't, it's a mix of people, you know. Some you'll agree with, some you don't, but that's the forum, isn't it? Which is, well, it's going to be brilliant.
What is the actual aim of the forum?
We decided that whilst the play is fairly set in what it's trying to portray, we actually want to get across the message that it's equality for all, regardless of your sex, your gender, whatever the case. So everybody's invited to come along, and we want open dialogue.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking down the list. It doesn't appear to be anyone from the Christian Rights Lobby.
No, well, we think they might be at the front.
Okay, perfect.
Well, I hope they are.
Yes. So do I.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the night to wear God Loves Gays.
Absolutely.
If you believe in that.
Brilliant.
God.
Well, it's happening at Chapel Off Chapel. It kicks off on January 31st. It's only running for 3 nights.
Yes.
And these are going to sell out pretty quickly, I imagine.
Yeah.
So people can go to the Midsummer website, midsummer.org.au, or the Chapel Off Chapel website, and it's going to be fantastic.
Thanks for coming
Thank
in.
You.
Thank you very much, guys.
And hello to Nelson, who's listening.
Yes, and hello to Dean Beck as well, because I'm sure that'll be recorded.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.